Okay, a good kvittel, everybody. We are on Daf, Ksubas Daf Dalet. So we are from the top of the page, 7 lines down from the top of the page. If you remember from last week, it's much easier to remember from one day to the next when it's one day, just yesterday, as opposed to each time being a week ago. We were talking about situations of onus, right? Scenarios when weddings get pushed off. And one of the examples, the most recent example the Gemara gave, was what do you mean, onus? So we talked about the case where everything's ready, the food's all prepared, and then what happens, either the father of the chassan or the mother of the kala pass away just before the wedding. And what do we say in that scenario? So we actually place the body in a separate room, we allow the couple to get married, they have relations for the very first time, and then they separate, they have 7 days of Yimei Mishta, and then after the 7 days of Yimei Mishta, they have 7 days of Yimei Avelus. We didn't explain exactly at which point the burial takes place. There's a lot of details to this story that we didn't really explain. But nevertheless, that would be a scenario where we push off the wedding. So now we're going to get into some of the details of this case and how it happens. It involves like multiple issues, right? Hichos Avelus, there's the halachos of getting married, there's a bunch of different things that collide in this question. So, says Gemara, Amar Rafram Bar Papa. Rafram Bar Papa says as follows, in the name of Amar Rav Chista. Lo shanu ela shenasin mayim al gabe basar. This whole thing of pushing the wedding off, right, after they find out, right, that the father of the chassan or the mother of the kala passes away, this only happens if they've already poured water on the meat. Okay. Aval lo nasin mayim al gabe basar mizdabin. If you haven't yet poured water on the meat, but we don't have to push off the wedding. Why is that? Because you can sell the meat. Presumably, pouring the water on the meat was the way of, the way of sort of preparing it. And look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Shenasen mayim agabe basar." We are like 9 lines down in Rashi, in the ski lines in Rashi. Last 2 words in the line are "Shenasen mayim." "Shenasen mayim agabe basar." Says Rashi, "Shuv eino roi lemachro b'mikulin." And at that point, once you've already poured water on the meat, it's like, you know, if you have like a frozen meat and then you defrost it. You already defrosted it. Shoot, now I can write that's one of the rules, I think, of like hygiene. You can't refreeze meat. So same thing, once you've already done that, so then you can't resell it. But the point being, if they haven't yet done that, so then you're not going to lose all this money. Presumably the meat was the most expensive thing. You could sell it, and in which case, you wouldn't have to be concerned, because then what's the whole concern? The whole concern is, if they don't get married now, we're not going to have provisions for them to get married later, right? The parents passed away. It's not going to happen. It's going to be, you know, it'd be expensive. And Khalil would be nervous that they're not going to get married again. So if they haven't yet poured water to the meat, they don't have that concern. Okay. So Amar Rava says, Ubekrach, and if you're in a city, Afim Bishan Nosin Mayam Agave Bazar Mistabin. Rava says, no problem. If you're in the city, it could be even poured water than meat. Why? Because you're in a city. So if you have meat that's available, people will buy it. Right? You have lots and lots of people around. So even in the city, we're not even worried about that. So Rashi says, "Bekrach shechiche inshi tuva v'yesh kofsin harbe." There are plenty of people who are happy to buy the meat. So if you live in the city, if this story happens in the city, I don't have to worry about even having poured the water on the meat. Okay. So Rav Papa says, Ubikvar, if you're in on the outskirts, you're in like some farm somewhere, Afa Bishalona said Mayam Agabibasar, Lomizdabin. Right? Rav Papa says it, if you're in a far flung place, right, so then even if you haven't put water on the meat, it doesn't matter. You still won't be able to sell it. And therefore, even if you haven't put water on the meat, you go ahead with the wedding because you're never gonna have a chance to sell this meat ever again. So you're gonna it'll be wasted.
Mizdabin is delay.
It's to sell. Mizdabin means you'll be able to sell it.
Sell it.
Be able to sell it to somebody else. So the point being, fine. So,
I recall last time it was the reason why was the father of the bride specifically and the mother of the chassan, because if without them around, the wedding may not take place.
Correct.
Now they're saying it's because of the food, not because of the.
Well, so good. So maybe we're now zeroing in on what the issue of one of the parents not being around. It is that they're not going to get together to be able to make, to get the details that we need in order to make the wedding happen, which presumably means not have the money, right, to take care of it. So now we just narrow the case so much, right? So Ela Rav Chista, Heichim Mishkachasva. Okay, so that's true. So now, what's the scenario? I mean, we just found out. If you had a krach, you can always sell it. If you're in a kfar, you can never sell it. Okay, so then, what's the scenario of chisda where, oh, only if you poured water on it, that's when you're going to, delay the wedding. That's when you delay the wedding. If not, then not. So the answer is, Amr Rav Ashi, you could go to Masa Machza, this place called Masa Machza, the Mifka Mikrach, U Mifka Mikfar. It's a place in the middle. It's a place that is enough people that is water. If water hasn't been poured on the meat, it hasn't been prepared yet, you could probably still sell that meat. But if it has already, then it's not going to happen. So the point is, in some place, some middle ground where that would matter. Fine, but the bottom line is, in places that the concern for being able to resell the food is a real concern, we would not delay the wedding. But in places where it's not a concern, so then we would still delay the wedding, presumably. Okay, fine. So Tanya Kavasi de Rechista. Now I have a brisa which supports the opinion of Rechista. Haresha Hayapita. It's going to quote basically the same case. You'll see that this detail of Rechista is going to be included. Harisha Hayapito Afuya, the bread was baked, Vitavcho Tavuach, and the meat was shechted, Vyeino Mazuk, and the wine has been already, prepared. Vinasan Mayim Agabe Basar. See, that's the next example, right? And they've already placed the water on the meat, right? So you see they've already had it going. Umes Aviv Ashachasan, Oima Shalkala, and then the parents of the bride or groom pass away. Machnisna Sames Lachedir, Vesachasan, Vesakala Lachuppa. Right, this whole story we said before, they put the body in a different room and they marry off the chasan and kala, ubo bilas mitzvah uporish, and then they can be together the first time and then they separate. But noach shiva simia mishta, v'achach noach shiva simia velos. Fine, like we said before, again they're gonna split up. They're gonna have their 7 days of mishta and they'll have the 7 days of avelos. V'chol osar ayamim hu yashen bin hanashim v'ishto yashen bin hanashim. All that time he sleeps with the men and she sleeps with the women. We'll see why in a second. V'chein misha pirsan ishtonida. And similarly, if again they're about to have a wedding and the woman becomes a nida, hu yashen bin hanashim v'hi yashen bin hanashim. Then in that scenario, he sleeps with the men and she sleeps with the women, meaning that they're not allowed to have yichud, which we'll talk about as we move along. Ve'in monin tachshite min hakala kol la b'diom, and you don't hold her back from having jewelry and things for those 30 days. Ben kach lo yivol lo be'erev Shabbos v'lo me'motzei Shabbos. And nevertheless, and no matter what, either way, they shouldn't have their first intimate encounter on Friday night or on Motzei Shabbos. So there's a lot of details here. Again, like I said, we're going to get to in a second. But the point of this brisa is to show that one of the examples of all the things that have been prepared already, and that therefore we don't go back, we do not delay the wedding, is water was poured on the meat. And that's one of the examples that the brisa gives. So you see that Rav Chisda is correct, that only once, if the water's been poured on the meat already, so that's how I know already the meat's being in the process of being prepared, that's a scenario where we delay the wedding. Otherwise, it sounds like we wouldn't have.
But all those other things that he listed that have already been done, they would also be delayed in that right thing. Like 5 things. Right?
Yeah, pito afuya, tevacho tavuach, yeno mazog. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's a good point. Right, how expensive is pito afuya? I don't know.
Why might be? I don't know.
Right, why be expensive also? Yeah.
Could be.
But for sure, Rav Chisda's point that if the water was poured on the meat, that is one of the things that you see the Brisa includes, right. One of those examples. So you see that that is one of those things. That's why it's Tanya Kavaisa Dirava. That's why you see you have a Brisa that supports his opinion. Okay. Okay. So now the Gemara's gonna start asking about some of these details. So Amar Mar. Hu Yashen Bein Ha'anashim Vi Yashena Bein Ha'anashim. Right? That he sleeps in a place where there are men and she sleeps in a place where there are women. Misaili the Rabbi Yochanan. This seems to support the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Dam Rabbi Yochanan Afa Bisha Amru Ein Avelus Bimoed. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion who said that even though when it comes to avelus during a yantif, so during yantif, so we have a rule that typically we don't have avelus during yantif. However, dvarim shel tzina, things that are private matters, the person still keeps. This is a huge sugya. This is, by the way, why I say that ksubis is Shas Katan. Over the first couple of daf already, we've seen so many different topics. So now we're talking about Hilchos Avelos. But the point being, is a rule in general that look at Rashi, Misaile. Let's look at Rashi. This Misaile. It's a couple lines up from where we are in the Gemara. Misaile had the Katani the Aser B'Tashmish B'Shivis Emei Amishta. Right. The fact they said they're forbidden B'Tashmish. This idea of he sleeps with the men and she sleeps with the women, meaning they're not allowed to be alone together, not sleep in the same room, right? It clearly means that they're not allowed to have tashmish. So, b'shivas imei mishta shehein lo karegel, right? Which even for them are like a yadif, right? So why are they forbidden from tashmish? Because even though, like for example, we have examples of chalila somebody loses a relative during yantif, right? So what happens? Let's say someone passes away the first day of yantif, sukkis, right? So you have a funeral, right? You bury the person during chol moed, and during that whole time, person doesn't say shiva. They don't say shiva for the whole week, and that shiva begins matzah yantif, right? But nevertheless, even though they come to shul, right, they're like a regular person. They're not totally a regular person. Why? Because dvarim shabbat sinner, I know it. You're still not allowed to have tashmish. Right? That iser goes into effect immediately. Some other things that are private, but that's for sure is one of them. A private thing that goes into effect immediately because that's not a public issue, but it's something that the person is not allowed to do privately. So this idea of when, again, they go ahead with shiva simei mishta, right? But nevertheless, they're not allowed to have tashmish. So that's good. That's true in this case. Seems to be parallel, works well with the opinion of Yochanan that during another time like that, which is Yontif, where they can't keep public avelas, they still keep Dvarim Shabbat Sinna. Tosfos points out this is true after, meaning they have the first time they're together, the husband and wife. That first time is before the Kavura, for that reason. So once the kavura takes place, they're going to be forbidden in relations. But before the kavura, that's why the order of the brisa there is what? They have them get married. They put the mace in the room. They get married. Bol bilas mitzvah uparish, and then shivus mei mishta, shivus mei avilas. But the assumption is that the first tashmish happens before the kavura.
Am I reading it right, or am I understanding correctly that it sounds like death happened that day, the day of the wedding, the day before or whatever. It's like because it says they put the mate in the room
and go
right. So right. It's close in time.
It's definitely close in time. I don't think we can say we've been specific that it's been specifically that day, but it's been very close. It's definitely very close.
I mean, maybe this goes into a different place, but today does that still apply?
There's a story of Moshe Feinstein. There's a story like this. There's a family that had a wedding, and they were away at a hotel. This is, I don't know, 50 years ago, I don't know how long it was. They were away at a hotel, and they were at the hotel for the Afrif, and the wedding was supposed to be on Sunday, I think. I'm getting all the details right. And I think on Shabbos, the father of the chassan passed away. So Rav Moshe, this is like for the cell phones. Rav Moshe makes an announcement at Havdalah. He says, the father passed away. Nobody call anybody. Don't tell anybody this happened. It's because if you tell people what's going to happen, they're not going to come. And people are coming for the wedding the next day. So do not tell anybody. They did exactly this. The body was taken to whatever, to the funeral home. They got married. And the next day, there was a funeral.
After the wedding.
Yeah.
My grandfather did the same thing. The groom's father was killed on the wedding. Parents were killed on the way to the wedding. He didn't tell the bride and the groom that they had died until after the wedding was over.
Yeah. So I think Moshe may have like not told, whatever. Yeah. So there's
so the tell the bride and the groom. Then.
Right. They're like serious. Yeah. They're real stories like this. Real stories like this. Yeah. Okay. Fine. But we're almost up against the clock. So we'll stop here and we will pick up tomorrow. Okay, sure.